Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Let's start with Governor Andrew Cuomo late Monday signing legislation that effectively bans the burning of firefighting foam at the Norlite plant in Cohoes. This is a major environmental story.
It is in this area. Norlite's the only company in the state that was actually burning this chemical, but this was a big win for environmentalists and the local state legislators who spent a lot of the spring pushing for the state to enact a ban on the incineration of firefighting foam. While the bill banning the incineration applies statewide, Norlite, which is located in Cohoes, operated the only such facility in New York, and it's really only one of a handful in the country. Assemblyman John McDonald and State Senator Neil Breslin championed legislation outlawing the incineration after it was discovered earlier this year that Norlite had burned more than 2 million pounds of the foam through contracts with the Pentagon. It wasn't illegal for them to do that. The foam's being phased out amid public health concerns that it contaminates water supplies and can remain in the bloodstream for years. Scientists also worry the chemical can cause thyroid disease, cancer, and other ailments. Cuomo, after signing the bill yesterday, said the legislation would stop the incineration at plants like the one in Cohoes, but he said the state will need to pursue other protections against emerging contaminants.
Chris Churchill, someone who is a columnist for your paper and who appears on our roundtable program from time to time, he has interviewed Siena College's Research Institute Director Don Levy about the recent election polls. Of course, Siena partners with the New York Times to do national polls in battleground states, and they were off, and that's forced him to explain himself.
Mr. Levy was in no hurry to be interviewed by the Times Union. He spoke to Churchill last week. He acknowledged that their polls were way off. You know, Siena's poll inaccurately predicted President-elect Joe Biden would win Florida and coast to easy victories over President Trump in Wisconsin, Arizona, and Pennsylvania. All those races were really close, came down to nail biters. He admitted pollsters lost credibility in this latest round of polls and elections and that they were way off, and that the polls are biased against Trump. But he said the bias is not intentional, simply a sign pollsters underestimated Republican enthusiasm, and that some likely voters may have been less open about their choices when they were called by pollsters. He did not really explain how the Siena poll will confront this issue in future elections. Pollsters had a similar problem in 2016, where they underestimated the support for President Trump. There'll be statewide races in parts of the U.S. next year, a mayor's race in New York City and others. So polling is probably not going to go away.
We've been speaking with Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us on Tuesdays. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.